Time to recap Randolph County Commissioner's final meeting for the month of September, taking place yesterday morning. County Commissioner Ted Gantz, how you doing?
I'm doing good, Rich, and yourself?
Excellent. Doing good. Loving these mornings.
I am too. I've always been a fan, like most people, of spring and fall, but obviously it's cooling off, and we finally got a rain here a few days ago, and maybe not enough, but some areas, but we'll take what we can get. You bet.
I thought we were going to get shut out. I really did, until it finally started raining Sunday morning. Went, thank goodness we got something.
Yeah, no, you're right. There earlier in the week, they were talking like pretty major amounts.
Yeah.
It's kind of how that cold front set up and so forth, but we got in a little, like you said, we got in a little bit, and we're thankful for that. And so get maybe some of that wheat that got drilled in to come up, and it'll be nice. You bet.
We got a lot to get to from yesterday morning's meeting. Yeah. Let's get right to it. Anything on citizens' comments?
Yep. Nope. Nobody was present yesterday, Rich.
Review accounts payable, payroll claims.
Yep. We took a look at all the accounts payable, and it was payroll again. So you bet. We looked through all that.
Board of Equalization meeting and a visit from Deputy Assessor Lori Stevens.
Lori Stevens stopped by. She had a couple things for us. Number one was she presented the contract with Pritchett and Abbott. This here is for oil well appraisals, similar to where we do commercial property appraisals. We usually hire that portion done. Their contract this year is up $450 from what it was previously. But again, the market there is not very saturated, so there's not a lot of options. And so we voted to go ahead and go with that Pritchard and Abbott to do those oil appraisals. And then the second thing that Lori had for us was she presented a tax roll correction. Tax roll correction number 10 was when we spoke about this last meeting. It was for Carlene Crawford. That was where it was a dry land versus irrigated situation where we had assessed it at irrigated price and it was supposed to be dry land. So we voted to refund 2023's amount of $956.18. Then we had a tax roll correction number 11 and 12. Both of these were mobile homes that had been torn down. Tax roll correction number 12 was on leased land. And so we voted there to remove number 11. And then there'll still be land assessed on that. But remove number 11 and 12 both from the tax roll. You bet.
Also, a visit from Linda Pardee, treasurer, in stepping in place of Crystal Dack?
Yes, that's okay. Correct. Yep, Linda come up to visit with us. She had a couple things. Number one was present resolution number 1541, book 24, page 48, to strike personal property tax for mobile homes on leased land. And one in particular she had was for a reduction of $50.95. So we approved that. And then also Linda just presented to us the county sales certificates. She had 21 certificates from 2023 tax year. These were unpaid taxes in the amount of $10,634.36. These went to the tax sale. Nobody bid on them, so they'll go to certificates, and you bet. So she presented that, just giving us an FYI on that, Rich. You bet.
Board of Commissioners meeting reconvened after that, and a budget hearing.
Budget hearing, yep. It was budget finalized time. So we had a budget hearing, and then nobody was present for the budget hearing. And then we also went into a special hearing to set the final tax request. So we had two hearings yesterday morning. And then once we completed both those things, nobody was present for either one. We went through a couple things here. One was a decision to increase the base of restricted funds by an additional 1%. We also did this last year. We adopted resolution number 1536, book 24, page 43, to adopt the 2024-2025 budget as presented. We voted unanimously to do so. Then we adopted resolution number 1537, book 24, page 44, to set the final tax request in an amount different from the prior fiscal year. We approved that as well. Then we adopted resolution number 1538, book 24, page 45, to transfer $669,747 from the general fund to the road and bridge fund. We adopted resolution number 1539, book 24, page 46, to transfer 28.9123% of the general fund levy to the self-insurance fund. And then finally, I know this is getting arduous, finally adopt resolution number 1540, book 24, page 47, to transfer $609,000 from the inheritance fund to number 2700 to general fund 0100 as needed. So, and there again, that last line item from the inheritance fund was again what we spoke about. We bought down the budget this year to avoid going over our 2.63% increase to keep us under the pink postcard deal. So, so the budget hearing and all that took a little bit, but we got through it. So we're done.
That's good.
You bet.
Review informal bids for a Lycox front mount retriever.
Yes. So we had talked about this I keep saying a few weeks ago, but time flies when you're having fun, Rich. Commissioner Dean was interested in purchasing one of these, and essentially what it is it's a one-way disc that goes on the side mount of a motor grader, and what it does, Rich, is if you have any you call it curbing on the side of the shoulder of the roadway that won't let water evacuate off the road top. This here will break up that ridge and also possibly bring back gravel that's maybe snuck off the edge of the road into the ditch. So we've reviewed a couple bids. One from Nebraska Machinery for $22,730 and another one from Murphy Tractor for $24,135. At this time, we voted to table the matter, maybe get a little better, maybe call around some other counties and see how they like them and maybe even get a demonstration. We're not 100% sold on its value, especially for the price. You bet.
Had some consent agenda items too.
We did. Item number one on the consent agenda was approved minutes from the previous Board of Commissioners and Board of Equalization meeting. Item number two was approved accounts payable and payroll claims. This was kind of a bigger one, $895,248.11. In large part, there was a couple of big expenditures on there. One was the purchase of a motor grader, because we purchased two with ARPA money. And then also we replaced a bridge down on Road 404, which would be northeast of Lebanon. Three tubes went in there, three 12-foot tubes, and that the tubes were $117,000, which is going to come out of road and bridge buyback. So between those couple things and then also a payroll, so it's kind of an inflated claims this go-around. And so item number three on the consent agenda with authorized chairman signature on a grant from the Nebraska Department of Health and Human Services. That was for amount of $110,000. And this also has to do with child support. That money is available, but it's in the responsibility of the court systems to do their job and to get that grant money. And then item number four was authorized chairman signature on just one more bar and grill for a liquor license up at the community building at the fairgrounds. And then finally, on the consent agenda, item number five was approved resolution number 1543, book 24, page 50, Red Willow County's policy on illegal immigration. So little explanation on that. This came up here, got a few phone calls about this, and what had happened was there's a website, the Center for Immigration Studies. It's supposed to be a nonprofit organization that kind of keeps tabs on ICE or the Immigration and Customs Enforcement. And we had a couple counties around us, including Hayes County and Lincoln County, that popped up as sanctuary counties. And a lot of this, the best that we can understand as to why they were labeled that was for a couple reasons. One, if the county doesn't have a functioning detention center. And then two, if there was ever a possible illegal alien that was maybe released from detention, was at a facility released, then these facilities or these counties go on this list of sanctuary counties, which is kind of ironic. But ultimately, we signed this resolution, Rich, in the essence of You know, Red Willow County will comply with all the federal laws and so forth applicable with illegal immigration and so forth. You know, I know sanctuary counties become kind of a, you know, we've heard about it depending on what side of the coin you're on, but we would prefer Red Willow County not be labeled that, and we don't want to be looked upon that we don't follow the laws when it in regards to immigration. So okay. You bet.
Had a couple of correspondence as well.
We did. We had number one was notice of appeal from the Nebraska Tax Equalization Review Commission. Rich, this was a basically a protest to our Board of Equalization hearing on assessed values. From the Turk Board was just letting us know that we had one person that was protesting that. Also, we had item number two. JNR was CenturyLink claims. These are a couple bills from some damage to a phone line that happened back in 2022, and those claims have now since been submitted to insurance. And then also item number three was Nebraska Department of Natural Resources notice regarding Schlegel Reservoir. And this one here is they send us out typically. It's pretty common, basically telling us how many feet of water we can hold back in that reservoir. So that wrapped up the correspondence and pretty much wrapped up the meeting yesterday.
Yeah, and a lot on your agenda, didn't
we
you?
We did. We had a lot. We adjourned at 11:03, and we stayed pretty busy there for a couple hours. You bet.
Got a note here. The treasurer's office closed on Thursday, right?
That is correct. There's some training that they have to go to, and yes, so they will. The treasurer's office will be closed. You
all
bet.
Right. So get your stuff done on Wednesday, or they'll be open again on Friday, right?
That's correct. Yes, sir.
All right.
Yes, sir.
Next meeting, first one for October will be?
October 7th, because October 14th is a holiday.
Okay.
So
is it a holiday?
I believe it's Columbus Day, possibly.
Radio station.
You don't get that?
Heck no.
Oh, Rich.
Oh, my gosh.
We got to talk to management.
No
kidding. See if we can get you a few days off.
Yeah.
You bet.
Now, you need to talk to, you know, who down the hall.
Okay.
Gosh, dang it.
We'll see if we can get something done for you.
Again, with all the Red Willow County Commissioners meetings, the public is always invited to come on in and sit in, can't they?
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. It's actually encouraged. I mean, if you have something, give us a call. Stop up to the meeting. You bet.
Thank you very much, sir.
Thank you, Rich.
Keep up the good work. Have a good week.
Thank you, sir. You as well.